Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I woke up early this morning to try and practice on the court, but yeah, I felt all right once I got going. And I think because of the speed of the court, the rallies are short, and that's, you know, the it's not always the length of the match that you have to look at. It's the length of the points. If you play, you know, 2.5 hours, and the length of the points are really long, then that can be tough. But you know, if you play a lot of short points, which I felt like there was yesterday, and Fernando was hitting the ball huge and won a lot of free points with the serve as well, it's not so bad.
You were saying yesterday that you hadn't had enough practice time on that court. With the 2 hours last night and a bit of time this morning, do you feel that you're completely acclimatised to the conditions here?
Well, I feel better today than I did yesterday, and again, hopefully I feel better tomorrow. You know, it does, I don't know if 3 days is enough to feel perfect on a certain court. Maybe it takes a little bit longer than that, but I felt better today, and that was the most positive thing.
Andy, you were training and practicing quite early this morning, and you've enjoyed a straight sets win tonight. Is it important for you to have that level of commitment and focus throughout the week?
Yeah, I think through all of the weeks. I mean, some players don't feel like it helps to practice on the court they're playing on. For me, I feel like in the indoor events, especially, the conditions can be pretty different from, like, the centre court here to court one. The roof here is extremely high on centre. It's very, very low on court one. In the practice courts outside, it has the acoustics are completely different. It sounds totally different when you hit the ball. And I think if I can try and hit on centre, you know, if possible. You know, I went back and slept after my practice a little bit and rested up and didn't come in too early.
Andy, thinking just of indoor services, what's your favourite speed? I mean, is this faster court better for you? Do you enjoy it more, or do you prefer something slower?
I don't mind. Like, Shanghai is one of the quicker courts we play on during the year, and I played one of my best tournaments there this year. It's just the thing that's hard for the players is changing every week, you know, so if it was fast, you know, on the indoor season, that'd be fine. Then we'd play on fast courts every week, but when it's slow 1 week, fast the next, and then somewhere in between the next week, it's kind of, you know, it's difficult to, I don't know, for the players maybe to show their, you know, their best tennis when you're having to change all the time, and often changing balls as well is tough. But I think, like, this week, I've seen a lot more guys playing serve volley. Like, I watched Luca's match with Ferry Lopez, and I enjoyed watching the match because it was different. You know, they were both coming forward, coming to the net a lot. I've seen a number of players playing serve volley this week, and it's good to see a bit of variety in the points.
What pleased you most about the way you played today, and also could you give us an idea of who you might be playing in the next round?
I thought I returned well today. That was good. I mean, I had chances in almost all of his service games throughout the match. And on this surface, obviously, when it's a bit quicker, that's good. If you can get a lot of returns back in play, it puts pressure on the server. And if you're getting a good hit on them, not just putting them in the court, but on the second serve return, I was getting a good hit on them, you're rushing them immediately. It's on the server quite quickly, so that was good. And then, in terms of Simon and Berdych, obviously played Simon a few times the last few weeks, and they were both tough matches, especially in Vienna. The level, maybe in Vienna, wasn't as good as in Shanghai, but it was a hard match, physically tough, a lot of long rallies, whereas with Berdych, it's kind of different. It's, you know, power game and much shorter points. very, very different players.
And you think because Shu's trying to, you know, playing against top players more and more, feeling that maybe you have a few occasions here and here and there, but can't make it. What is the key to go on developing and, you know, reach the next step?
Well, you need to learn really from, you know, maybe go and watch and see, watch the match, see what you've done wrong or what, you know, the guy you're playing against has done right, and see, oh well, actually, you know, I could have tried that, or, you know, this is what I should have done better, and, you know, the break points or the game points, you know, that's the best thing to do, and listen to your coaches as well, because also, you know, when they're sitting from the sides, obviously they have your best interests at heart, and they'll give you the feedback. You know, most of the time, yeah, I think watching along with your team and learning what the things you're doing wrong, best way to learn.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.